Thanks, Kevin. And we thank the Lord for what he did in Brazil. We are talking about doing the best to be here. We're still working on the last trip. We've been away for 90 days in Brazil. And you're doing the training, those are all tough and tough. We spent about $8,000. And we put that on the credit cards. And we still got $5,000 on the credit card. So if you want to write a check for that tonight, we'll take it. No challenge. I'll make the figure out, please. And some of them said they're reading notices and being the pastor, so if you remember to pray for my son Jonathan, I appreciate it. And your mother, she's moving, and her little husband serving Jesus Christ. So I thank the Lord for the family that we give it, and the Lord is glad to be a part of it. We thank the Lord for this church. We've been a part of the ministry for about the whole run of 42 years. I don't have the book really for that, but I'm pretty sure it was 1977 that this church took us on for support. And we're going to start doing this book really so I can get to it over time. But we've been close to 42 years supporting us. And we thank you for your faith and support and money. But you're the first in front of us. And if you're praying for us, if you're not, then we'll forgive you on one basis. And to tell them. And we're going to read up here and remember, Smith. You get it, you look up to Jim Harbaugh, find the largest group of men to sing there. That's Smith. So I'm going to look back to James just a long time ago. And we're going to tell them about the Lord. And this is his first part, that the Lord lives in his whole life. It is exactly the same thing that he's to sing. I'm going to look to get saved in my 7 o'clock. That's a very slow response. Open your Bible, please, and answer this chapter 33. We're beginning between two messages that came just yesterday. And I'm not going to take them both. I'm talking about the name of the Lord, preach up on the way. We're going to get half points. We're going to sermon number one. He preached about 30 minutes. And this is sermon number two. He preached about 30 minutes. He didn't have about 3 times at least in every message. But I was going to speak to that long as well. We'll just turn the fight with you for more Jesus, and we're trying to get down and speak to the team tonight. But we make this chapter 33, and we'll begin reading in verse 11 tonight, and we're going to read the chapter, and we'll probably give you like 4 or 5 times to get it, and we'll be out of here, amen? So let me stand, if you stand with us, please, for the reason of the Word of God, for the reason of the Son, don't feel bad, that's no problem. But we give the biggest of breaks to you only. And it's generally so blessed a little bit, so you don't go to sleep on the break. Amen. When you sleep, it's $100 a time, maybe it's a minute. Amen. Smile, man. And it's in the 33, verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, and the man speaking from this room. And he turned again into the tent, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, and the young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said to the Lord, see what thou said to me, bring forth this people. And he shall not let me know whom thou hast seen with me. Yet now I say, know thee by name, that thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray to thee, that thou hast found grace in thy sight. Show me thou somebody, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And he continued that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He said unto me, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. And from wherein thee shall be known here that I and my people have found grace in my sight. He said, why do you want to go through it? So shall you be separated, I and my people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this to them also that thou hast spoken, for he hath found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make of all goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy of whom I will show mercy. He said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me, nor live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon it forever. And it shall come to pass when my glory passes by, and I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand when I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face Father, would you help us tonight? Speak to my heart. Speak to our heart. Minister to your church, to your pastor. I pray the Lord to minister to the pastor's wife and all the others that are sick. think our prayer is just for David Perry, lots of people who need to fall down. But I pray to others, if I wouldn't be here tonight, I pray one or two things. But I pray to speak to my heart tonight. We thank you, Lord, and Jesus, we thank you for praying. Amen. May we see you tonight. I want to make just a passage of scripture, and I'm going to use the pastor's indulgence tonight. I would like to pray for you. I'm going 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 to pray for you. The Bible says, "He said, I will teach thee, show me thy glory." I'm just mentioning a lot of my personal lives when in churches across America tonight, this was the glory of God. But it was from that, we were supposed to desire to see the glory of God. We were supposed to desire to be around the glory of God. Those churches were not interested in the glory of God. And most of the families were in the home of the region. You know, you come to see your home, you get a sermon in it for a bunch of people. I believe it now. The still trying to convince him to be a strong man, trying to lose weight, trying to his goal is to convince him. But he's got to do it as soon as he's convicted. He's going to be the king of his Savior and his sin will become him a son of God. He says, they look and wait and wait for him. Come here, what it is. I've been hoping to focus your prayers on it.
Thank you.
is made of one pearl. The foundation of the city is its stone. I don't know if it means it's different, but what a mile. And then he said, Jesus said, Jesus said, before he was trying to come forth. And he said, and then we don't have to have come forth. Well, how long is it been? Jesus is the one that said it. And what? Well, he's going to go back to Mr. Buddy, he's going to go back to Bill. I mean, if somebody goes to the river, and he's saying, sure, it's time to go back to God.
Thank you.
make a difference in the congregational attendance. It'll make a difference in what folks are preaching. It will be a hindrance to the glory of God in our life. Father, we thank you for the life of faith for the people. Jesus, that every people would have to preach the word of God and hold faith in it and say it and be encouraging to the people. Lord, I pray that you can help us. Help me, Lord, to get a hunger for your glory. God, we want to have your presence in our lives and in our hearts. And I pray, Lord, you speak to us in our surrounding you. To help us, Lord, we desire your glory to be manifest in our lives and in our hearts. God, in this church, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, who understands you, Father, who understands you, Father. But Father, we sure do need your glory to be manifest in our lives. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My guess is probably some of you did as well. But our heads bowed and our eyes closed, and the musicians will come to the instruments, and we'll have a verse of invitation. And as many of the Holy Spirit of God touched you tonight, and you just kind of need to do a little business with Him, just want you to come spend a little bit at the altar. And spend a minute or so, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. The altar will be open as long as you need it. And so, why don't you just come on this first. Want to join this church? Come on. We'd be happy to talk with you about that. We'd love to have you become a part of this church family. So, as the mission play, whatever you need to do, I'm going to come to people walk on this campus and they would experience something different because the presence of God is here. And I pray that you would work in each one of our hearts. And I pray that we would have a great, great desire to have the presence of God in our lives. Lord, no doubt the presence of God scares some people. And we pray, Lord, that we would realize that we just need to become closer to the one who saved us. I pray, Father, that you would use us. Lord, don't let us be complacent people. Don't let us be content where we're at. But help us to keep striving. Help us to keep reaching. And I pray that when you come, that you'll find us trying to do more for you. And Lord, we can't do it without your presence. I'm told in the Gospel of Matthew that you will always be with us as long as we are trying to share Christ. So I pray that we'll take that great commission there in the Gospel of Matthew. And I pray that we would share it and that we would realize that your presence was promised and we accept it. Thank you for Brother Robert and Miss Kathy for their ministry. I pray for many more years of service. Give them strength. Give them power as they travel and as they leave. And I pray that when eternity unfolds, I pray that they would be blessed because of the number of rewards that they've accumulated, and I pray, Father, that you just continue to use them the way that you have for 40-plus years. So tonight, may your name be lifted high. Thank you for being with us in Christ's name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming tonight. I hope you still remember the announcements that we made. Let me just mention that tomorrow, the office will be closed. The staff will be meeting, and we will be planning 2020. And the theme for 2020 is probably going to be 2020 vision. In other words, we're going to want to perfectly what God's will for our church is in the coming year. And so, if you need leaders, you've got a cell phone number. You say, I don't have your cell phone number. If you've got a bulletin, you don't mind. My cell phone number is on your bulletin. So if you need it, you call us. But the office will be closed tomorrow, okay? Listen, everybody has to sit down with you and get them home. God bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday.